Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We are going to get into the dangers of going sightseeing when your team is playing abroad in a moment. But Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. And by Alumni Hall, shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Furkey, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then at 11:30, we have Ohio State taking on Illinois. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. Let's get into the Saints-Giants game. They won 26-14. Spencer Rattler, pretty excited about his first win.
Feels good, man. Feels good to get that first win. It was a team win. Defense played great. O-line played elite today. I believe we had zero sacks versus that front. So, you know, that's a great building point and, you know, catch that momentum.
Yeah, I would say it's a great building point. This is a team that's looked abysmal. The Giants kind of coming off a big victory last week with Jackson Dart, at quarterback. They're trying to build their own momentum. And, you know, the Saints are a team that we know after having lost to Carolina 30-0 a couple of weeks ago, when you talk about these in-division rivalries, especially going on the road to New Orleans in November and having them come back to your house, to end the year, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. And so I think they've been very interesting to watch in their first year under Kellen Moore. You know, we talked throughout the offseason about them drafting Tyler Shuck and, you know, all the saga with that. But Spencer Rattler seems to have settled in. Alvin Kamara playing a good brand of football. And Taysom Hill came back in this game. And so I know he was much welcome. But I don't want to call them dangerous. That sounds so ridiculous to call the Saints dangerous. But in terms of through the Falcons' eyes, they absolutely are. It's a team that we lose to at least once every season for no reason. And it's frustrating to watch. So I'm watching this game and watching Spencer Rattler and the stats he's able to put up. And I'm like, dude, I got that sick feeling in my stomach. I just do.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where no matter how bad the Saints or the Falcons are that year, it doesn't matter how much either team might be struggling or how much either team might be good in any respective year, in any given year, it's always going to be a game. It just usually always seems to be a game. And this year could be no different. So when that time does come for the Falcons and Saints to play, the Falcons, I'm not saying they take any opponent lightly, but they definitely cannot take the Saints lightly, whether they're here in Mercedes-Benz or we're there in the Caesars Superdome. So this is a team that, once you get that first one, maybe they can start to come in, you know, start to come in bunches. Hopefully not, because, you know, we don't like the Aints around here, but you never know. Just once you get that first one and some things start to click, that sometimes can be all it takes for a team to get just a little momentum going.
Yeah, watching this game too, there's a couple fumbles, a couple plays that obviously New York would like to have back. I can't help but wonder where Brian Daboll is. They play hard, and Jackson Dart, obviously, in only his second start, you're going to have some hiccups. Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart are kind of the heartbeat of that team right now, which is crazy because they're both rookies. I'll be curious to see how that all kind of pans out. But New Orleans obviously getting on the board with that one. That's a big deal for them.
And the Falcons will play New Orleans at November 23rd. Mm. So, you know, the problem with playing abroad, especially when it's 2 weeks in a row, you go from Ireland to London, your time's just all off. And there's so much.
It shouldn't be. You're on day 14 over there.
Well, you have so many people telling you where to be and what to do.
Sure,
but
okay.
So apparently Jordan Addison went sightseeing, kind of lost track of time, and missed the walkthrough. Let's hear from head coach Kevin O'Connell talking about it.
He missed a walkthrough.
this week, and you know, those types of things aren't in alignment with our standards, and you know, wanted to make sure he was held accountable for that. But at the same time, he knows that. I thought he handled it professionally. He spoke with the team to let them know that whenever I gave him the opportunity to go in the game, they could count on him, and he makes the game-winning catch.
It's just so random. And he's, I mean, you remember, guys, we did not see him because he was suspended the first three games of the year. So to get suspended for a first quarter over in Europe is intriguing, to say the least. Everybody answering it in the right way. Justin Jefferson's like, I got to do a better job taking him under my wing. There's so many different storylines coming out about Jordan Addison, but obviously a big deal for them not to go 0-2 in Europe.
I do have a question about this, because being a former player, how plausible is this, though, that you just find yourself off from the pack and you have no idea?
Plausible at all times to miss a walkthrough, because your schedule's different than normal. Like, it's all over the place. Was he exploring? I don't know. You know, that's a little bit different. I'm not going to sit out there and, you know, throw out things, but that's a little bit crazy. I don't know what time it was, but I'd say he's probably asleep. Like, that's my biggest thing. Usually when this happens, like, oh, I was just sleeping, but I don't know about that. But I think, honestly, to me, the biggest story coming out of this game is Carson Wentz, like, their quarterback. Like, you win with Carson Wentz.
That's a question.
And I, like, as bad as J.J. McCarthy looked early in the season, specifically against the Atlanta Falcons, I can't imagine Vikings fans having to stomach the thought of going back to J.J. McCarthy. I just can't. Like, I can't fathom it. I know that Carson Wentz has had his own ups and downs in his NFL career, but they're going into a bye week off 2 weeks in Europe. If you're coming off this bye week with J.J. McCarthy as your quarterback, I have to think the leash is extremely short of him staying the quarterback for a long term.
I want to ask you a question around that, because say they go back to J.J. McCarthy after the bye week. I mean, how tough is it to pull him out again, though?
Bro,
because, I mean, this is the year he's supposed to
– whole future.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, you might be cooking his whole future. But it's just – like,
it's a tough decision.
But it's been so bad. It's been so bad that I can't imagine – like, and Carson Wentz, he's not lighting the world on fire. But, man, at least he knows how to distribute the ball, and he knows how to throw into blitz pickups and everything else, man. It's just been so bad.
Real quick, I just came up with a crazy conspiracy theory, or not even a conspiracy theory, just a theory. What if J.J. McCarthy doesn't end up working out? They go with Carson Wentz for the rest of the year, and they sign Mac Jones.
Dude, it's going to happen. But Mac Jones isn't a two-year deal in San Fran. But I actually put that tweet out yesterday. I was like, who's going to start more games the rest of the year, Carson Wentz or Mac Jones? Mm. Because I think both of them – are in a good situation for themselves, but Brock Purdy's got a massive contract.
What, so if you're Kevin O'Connell, I think you'd rather have Mac Jones, right, than Carson Wentz, or would you rather have Carson Wentz? Right now. Obviously, things can change, rearrange,
I don't know,
depending on how they play, but to me, I think I'd rather have Mac Jones.
I would probably rather have Mac Jones. I don't know. We'll see. We've heard Carson Wentz locker room stories that aren't great, so we'll see. I don't know.
Yep. Had me some good Baron Burtons over the weekend. Put a little everyday hot sauce on my turkey burgers, and it was quite divine.
Is Bo a turkey burger guy? I can't remember.
Nah. I think he likes them, but I don't know if he necessarily seeks them out.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little seasoning salt, a little W sauce on those. Okay.
All that. Real quick, I want to get to two quick stories. One kind of a pop culture story, the other one kind of a lifestyle story. That's the deal with me. One, the one that I teased going into last break, there is a Atlanta artist, actually two Atlanta artists, that are kind of making waves around social media because of their love. So the rapper Lotto, rapper 21 Savage, either one of y'all know who I'm talking about right now?
Lotto, 21 Savage. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Lotto is...
I'm Googling Lotto.
Lotto was actually... she got on the scene because she was on Jermaine Dupri's The Rap Game.
Okay.
And she won the first season of that show. And then she kind of branched out and became this, you know, she's a really big artist now. So it was one of those things where we all knew they were dating, but they never officially came out. They've officially come out and confirmed their relationship. Okay. And now Lotto was at the Force Fest out in Japan. And there's been some things made about her outfit and what she was wearing, and they think they have spotted a baby bump on Lotto. So there could be an Atlanta artist baby coming very soon.
For everybody involved, that there actually is a baby bump.
Yeah.
Because if you start throwing around accusations like that and there's not, we got issues.
And that was my thing. Can we stop doing that? That's the whole reason I'm bringing this up. Can we stop trying to point out, oh, baby bump? Like,
bro, it's not good.
If they are pregnant, like, just let them come out and announce it. Because if you're wrong, it's just so bad.
That's the tip of the iceberg for me on news stories like that. I don't even want to go there. But, yeah, I mean, good for them. Lotto with an A, not two O's. So I just learned that.
Yes.
But yeah, I know 21 Savages for sure.
Yes. Lotto, a.k.a. Big Mama.
There you go.
So there you go.
Okay.
All right. The other story I want to get to real quick. Our microwave hasn't been working in my apartment. Maintenance come by, try to fix it. I think they had to get another part. I had to leave before he'd give me like the rundown on what was going on with it or whatever. I did not realize how much I used a microwave until I did not have a microwave anymore. Yeah. So I want to ask y'all real quick, what's the one thing y'all were like, man, I didn't realize how much I needed this until it was gone?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I will tell you this much, and it hasn't been gone yet, but I have a Ninja like air fryer thing that folds and out. But it also is like an oven slash dude toaster. I use that for everything, bro.
Yeah,
like straight up everything I cook. Air fryer, you know, it preheats as an oven in like 30 seconds. You know what I mean? So everything I do, I don't know though. As far as something I lost that I was like, I can't believe I could do without that.
We have that same one, and it would be crippling if that thing
Dude,
went out. But I have lived without a microwave. It teaches you to be better about your food, though. Like
it
when
does.
You reheat pizza, it goes in the oven. It's so much better.
You also
it is. Wings, too.
Cooking, though.
If you reheat wings, so much better in the oven.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But the thing, it's just so bad because it's like, I'm hungry now. Like, I don't want to wait.
Yeah, bro.
I don't want to wait that long for the oven. It's better, but I don't care. I'm hungry.
I do have one thing, man. When I was growing up, I told this to my wife today. I said, this is so foreign to me now. So we were big tea drinkers growing up, you know, unsweet or sweet, but we did the Lipton bags on the pot, you know, boiling the tea.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't done that since I was a child. And now I'm like, do people still do that?
Simone literally drinks tea all day,
does
every day.
Does she boil it herself?
Yes.
She buy it?
She boils the
she
water.
Does?
Yeah, she
okay,
does.
Okay, that makes
like
me feel
like she buys the ones where, like, the already in the pre-made bags, you just dip them in there after you boil the water.
Yeah.
She also buys loose tea, and she has her own tea bags. Like, she's a hardcore tea drinker.
Yeah, it makes me feel a lot better because I don't drink that much tea anymore. And I was like, I wonder if people are still out there boiling their tea bags. But that was a staple of my childhood. But it was like, man, I'm thirsty.
Plenty of tea drinkers.
I need
out there,
to plan this out an hour in advance. Like, I'm thirsty. I need to start the boiling water now, and then I need to let it cool down. And I got like, bro, it was a process to be able to quench your thirst with tea back in my childhood.
The trick is you don't fully let it completely come to a boil. You don't let the teapot start whistling. Once you get there, then it takes too long to cool off. You got to get it pre-whistled.
Bro, I'm so weak right now.
I feel like we're going to get yelled at for saying we're boiling our tea bags. You're steeping the tea.
Is that what?
Oh.
Nobody's yelling other than you.
I was about to say, never knew steeping was a term.
Never heard that was a word.
Coming up, Mr. College Football writer and reporter Tony Barnhart will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.